Elaine is going to share with us, Elaine Canfield is going to share with us a little bit of the church history as she knows it. And I told her, just take her time and, you know, give all the details, because it's really neat to be able to hear some of this and to know that, you know, that we have some longstanding relatives that have been here from the beginning of the church, actually. So, Elaine, come on up, please.
Well, my family was from France. They came out of France for religious freedom. I know it was a tough time for people that didn't belong to the Catholic religion in France. They had many rules. One rule was you were not to look up at the sky. That's where God lived. And I know they came from France for religious freedom and a better way of life. They came out of France into Switzerland, and from there they knew they had to make New York. They came through, I think, Ellis Island in New York, and they made their way somehow down here. And I know it was early. They might have come with oxen. This is an oxen shoe that went on one side of the hoof of the oxen. And I found that when my dad plowed it up on our farm not too long from here. And I said, "Dad, what's this?" I picked it up. He said, "That's an oxen shoe. They plowed the fields with this." There was two of them that went on each side. And also, too, in the back of where my brother lives now, they plowed up a field. And in that field, I noticed a very black soil. I said to my grandfather, "What's that?" He said, "That's where they burned the trees when they cleared the meadows." So I know they were involved making this church. Now, I don't know whether they used oxen or horses to pull in these beams of this church. I know they didn't have sawmills. They used adzes. It was a sharp instrument to hew down the logs. You can see that down Sulphur, how they used that. And it's a rough timber that they pulled in place. Now, my family came over here March 5th, 1844. And I knew they thought about a religious place to meet. And I know there was other people here like that. A doctor in the early days came to our house, and he said, "That's the first time I've seen four languages in this church, in this home." They were speaking French, English, Gaelic, and reading a Dutch Bible. I'd like to find the Dutch Bible, but what happened to it? And this church was built or started at least 150 years ago in 1877. And the church didn't look like it does now. We had this part, and the ceiling went up on the slant above this ceiling and flat across. And years later, we had a drop ceiling put on here. And also, too, this probably was in the middle. They had two wood-burning pot stove, belly stoves running. The chimney, the pipe went up and across and then up to get out of the building. Many things have happened here at church. Many marriages, many weddings. Well, first of all, I'm getting ahead of myself. This church looked like this. This was the back wall. The baptistry wasn't here. They built on that part later. And one of the boards out back, when we were, my mother and brother and I, were making over the Sunday school rooms, on the back of one board was the name Reuben Kilburn. I know many families helped build this church. My family names are the Platneys are on the windows. That's my great-grandfather and his brother helped build this church. But they wanted a church to meet, and I know they came here in buggies to attend church. My grandmother told me that when she first started coming here to church, the women wore long dresses. So they made a cement walk out front so the women were let off what's out in the road now from the carriages so they could walk into church and not be in the mud. And then the horses were taken down in back of the church. There probably is other things I can think of someday. I was brought into this church at 3 months old. It was in the paper, and I can't find that piece right now, but it said in that piece, the women of the church had what they called a silver change. They met and had religious talks and everything, and they collected money to give to different people that needed it. And in that piece, it said that Elaine LaPlatney was the youngest one there at 3 months old. the stairs to go downstairs were over here to my right. They went downstairs and ended up on the platform downstairs. My mother and my brother and I redid over these back two Sunday school rooms. They had to be done over. And we insulated that, put in new windows, and worked at it. There's probably other things that I'll think about when I go home. Yes.
Music. What did you have the music?
I don't know that, what they had. I know probably oxen helped drag in the lumber. I don't know at that time if they even had horses.
No, she said music.
Yeah, I know that. I don't know. I do know this. That here you see two hinges on the floor. It lifted up, and you see down in there, there's nothing in there, but the beams have been sort of cut out so it would hold some kind of a water container. They probably baptized right here. Now, when I was baptized in the church, of course, this was all in the baptistry. We had, when I was a child, we had about 25 to 30 kids in Sunday school. My class, older ones, I remember at the time. Emil Luther taught my class. There was other classes downstairs. But my grandmother came here for many years. I know the sidewalk out front has been rebuilt over because it was starting to bulge out. But this is where my family met. And that's about all I can think of now to say.
Do you know when that pulpit was built? No, I don't. I don't. I'm not sure. This is the original pulpit. It might be, but I know it was in the center. That's incredible. But it must have. I also know too that
when my grandmother came to church and I came with her, the women wore hats. I had to have a hat to come Easter Sunday with her to church. And I remember her saying, "Look at the pews. They look so nice and shiny. They've just been refinished over." Also, too, early when I was coming here, the women were up washing these windows, they thought, well, these windows have to be washed. And Jean Kellogg came in, and she said, no, get away from those windows. They're very thin. And if we broke them, I don't know how you'd replace them. What else?
There's. Yeah,
don't wash the windows. Also, too, somebody told me, I don't know if it's in the records, that these pews come from Oklahoma. I don't know how or when. Oh, you did.
Just the other day. Wow.
How did they come here by rail?
It didn't say how they got here. It just said they were.
Oh, okay. And that's about all I know about it.
Thank you.
Thank you.